everyone, it's Liz, and welcome to my podcast, Liz Talks Tech, where I talk about all things tech, travel, and more. In this podcast, my goal is to connect with people from all over the world and have casual conversations about what we enjoy the most. So, let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to my very first podcast. My name is Liz, and I just want to first and foremost thank you for taking the time to listen to my very first podcast. For episode one, I really want it to be an introductory session where I just tell you a little bit about myself and my journey as a content creator. So I'll just start out with something pretty simple and answer the question, who am I? My name is Liz. I am a lawyer by day, content creator by night. And if you followed me on Instagram, at Liz Loves Tech, you know that I have been doing content creation since January of 2021. I am from sunny San Diego, California, and I absolutely love it here. My love for tech really started when I was a kid. I still remember every Sunday getting the Sunday newspaper and seeing the weekly ad for Best Buy. And, you know, my dad and I would go through each page and see all the different latest and greatest tech products or, you know, all the different sales. And occasionally we would go down to Best Buy and check everything out. And that was always such a fond memory for me. And so since I was a kid, I just had this sort of interest in all things tech and specifically Apple products, which if you follow me again on Instagram or on my YouTube channel, you know that I'm a huge, huge fan of Apple products and the Apple ecosystem. So for me, my very first Apple product was the iPod Nano. It was super tiny and I absolutely loved having a bunch of music on there. And it was really fun to, you know, get this new tech product and then learn more about Apple. And, you know, of course, as a kid, I just wanted something super cool. And as I've grown up, I've continued to love all things tech and just constantly, you know, watching YouTube videos about it and all of that fun stuff. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you can definitely relate to your love or my love for tech. And, you know, we probably share a passion for either loving tech or, you know, enjoying content creation, which I think is really, really exciting and interesting. So what I want to do with this podcast is for today, I just want to do a little bit of an introduction. So it's going to be pretty short, but my goal is to talk about content creation or tech or travel or really anything that people are interested in. When I joined the tech community back in January of 2021, I met so many amazing people and I have loved getting to know all of these people in this community. But for the most part, I talk to them over, you know, Instagram DM or sometimes I text people. And what I really want to do is talk either, I mean, I know I can't do it face to face because people are, you know, from all over the world. But my goal is to, you know, hop on Zoom or whatever user interface that has, you know, webcam, and so that I can talk to other creators from around the world and get to know them and really see, you know, what inspired them to do content creation or, you know, how they got to their position today. And I think the reason why I want to do that is I really want to connect with other people because I love being really social. And I think that's why I've loved joining this community so much is that I just love talking to people and I love getting to know people. And I think it'll be really interesting to sort of put a face to people's, you know, usernames on Instagram. And it doesn't, I don't have to just talk to people on Instagram or YouTube. I'd love to just talk to people in general and talk about things that we love or that we're passionate about because that's exciting and that's what people want to hear about. So that's my goal. I hope to get other people as guests on the podcast, whether, you know, they be everyday people, maybe some of my colleagues or, you know, friends from real life. And I just think it'd be fun to hear, you know, even an outsider's perspective about what content creation is like. So that's my goal for this. And I guess my next question that I want to answer to sort of explain, you know, why I started doing content creation. So I know I've talked about this on a couple other people's podcasts and maybe a little bit on my YouTube channel, but since this is my podcast, I want to tell you about myself so that you have an idea of who I am and, you know, you can get a better understanding of why I do what I do. So I started content creation back in January of 2021. So right after, like, I mean, I guess the pandemic is still going on. So not right after the pandemic, but January 2021. And the reason why is I was constantly on Instagram during the pandemic. You know, everyone was like glued to their phones. And so what I wanted to do was I noticed that my Instagram, my personal Instagram page, was getting sort of flooded with tech stuff. And I think that's because I was in the process of creating my home office. And so I was always looking at awesome people's desk setups on Instagram. And that's sort of how I found the tech community, was because I was looking for inspiration for designing my desk, because I was starting my career off as an attorney and I needed to be able to have a great space for me to work in, since I would be working from home and working remote. So my goal, you know, when I first started content creation, was I really just wanted a separate Instagram page for my tech and inspiration for desk setups. So I thought of this, you know, clever, what I thought was clever, kind of silly name, Liz Loves Tech. And I thought of that name and I went over to Instagram, created a new profile, and I had posted a little bit of an older photo of my iPhone 12 Pro Max in the Pacific blue color, because I absolutely love that Pacific blue color. And if you don't know that, now you know, because it's awesome. So yeah, I decided to create an Instagram account specifically for my tech inspiration. And, you know, I will say prior to creating my Instagram account, on my personal page, each year I would post a photo of my iPhone on iPhone release day or whenever I would get the new iPhone. And so it's kind of funny to think that, you know, I started doing, you know, a form of content creation before I even knew what content creation was. And I think that's probably true for other people too. Like, you know, people like to take photos of things or they have a passion. I mean, now we have cameras on our phones. And so you can like take landscape photography and do all this fun stuff all with this device in your hand. So anyways, that's besides the point. I started my tech page, Liz Loves Tech, with a simple photo of my iPhone, I think in front of a Christmas tree, which was really cute. And I love that photo. But anyways, I decided to post this photo and I just thought, you know, I'll put it out there. But I didn't really think anything of it. I didn't really plan to start taking photos of my iPhone and posting them or taking photos of cases and all that fun stuff. My goal really was to keep my personal life or my personal Instagram separate from my tech inspiration. And, you know, it turned out that there was this incredible community and the incredible tech community and the desk setup community that I sort of stumbled upon when I got some comments on my iPhone photo. And I remember thinking, whoa, like there's a whole group of people who actually like to take photos of their iPhone too and like really enjoy the beauty of Apple products. That was so exciting to me, because prior to that, I mean, the only people that I would really share this passion with were a couple of my friends from when I worked at Best Buy or from high school, who also, you know, shared a passion for watching the Apple keynotes every year. And so the fact that there was this entire community here on Instagram, I just was so excited to jump in and like share that my passion for, you know, loving new tech and Apple products. And so I just sort of jumped right in and decided, you know what, I'll pick up my camera. I still had a Sony A6000, which is what I'm still using now. I had purchased it almost 5 years ago when I still worked at Best Buy. And I picked up my camera, set it to auto, and started taking some random photos of the tech that I did have around my house. And, you know, at that time, I was also developing my desk setup. And so I was sharing photos of my desk setup, which honestly is kind of sad to look back at because I don't really like it. But we all have to start somewhere. And I've loved seeing how my setup has grown. But, you know, everyone starts somewhere, and I didn't need anything too crazy. I think some of my photos actually were taken just on my iPhone too. And so you don't need like crazy devices to start content creation. But anyways, I really enjoyed the tech community. I started getting a following because people also liked my photos, and I just sort of ran with it. You know, my intention really was, oh my gosh, you know, if I continue on, like maybe I could grow my following and maybe a brand will reach out to me because I was seeing other people having these brand partnerships and things like that. And I was like, oh, maybe I could get like a free phone case or something. And, you know, I did. I got a free phone case. I got plenty. I have way too many now. I definitely don't need many more. But it's just funny to see like how much, you know, you can grow just by putting in the effort. Like I just continued to take photos. I reached out to other creators and I asked them, hey, you know, how long did it take you to grow? And what advice do you have? And I remember everybody being so, so kind and willing to share their knowledge with me. And so, you know, part of the reason for that I wanted to start this podcast is that I kind of want to answer questions, you know, from newer creators about how do you grow your brand and grow your page? And, you know, how do you develop, you know, in your skills and things like that? And, you know, I'm not an expert. I have just hit 6,000 followers, which in the grand scheme of things, I know many people have many more followers, but you know, from, you know, a new creator to another new creator, I want to make sure that people know that I'm available to answer any questions. And not that I'm saying I'm super successful or anything, but I've definitely, you know, have built my brand up and I'm starting to land more brand collaborations, and it would be a dream to do this full time. But for now I'm doing it part time because I'm still a new attorney and I'm doing that. But yeah, so my goal is to answer a bunch of different questions from other content creators. And for my next episode, I do have a list of questions that people had asked me on Instagram. And I'm sorry that I've taken so long to film or to record even this first episode, but I have a list because I kind of want to do a specific themed episode about content creation specifically for my next episode. So look out for that. Especially if you're a new creator and you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I have so many questions. I mean, some of the questions that I plan to answer for my next episode, just so you know, and maybe you can DM me and ask ask another question is, you know, how do I manage my time? How do you transition from a product exchange to a paid collaboration? Do you have any tips for new YouTubers? Do I schedule my content? What's the best way to approach brands? And what's my process for creating? So all of that, is sort of about content creation. And I want to really go in depth for next episode. This one, I just kind of wanted to be an introduction. So that's a little teaser. But anyways, I feel like I've just been rambling and I don't want to make this too long. So if you have any questions about content creation in general, please feel free to DM me. My DMs are always open. I love, love, love talking to people, and I love talking to other creators and, you know, helping people out. And again, I'm not extremely successful, but I do have experience, and, you know, I have learned so much from the community, and I think that's pretty much it. Thank you again for listening, and please be sure to like, subscribe, or share the podcast with someone who you think might like this too. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.